Welcome to the Winning Family Podcast with Rodney and Michelle Gage, a podcast designed to help you win at home and in life.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Winning Family Podcast, the podcast designed to help you as parents raise spiritual champions. One of the things we're extremely passionate about here at the Winning Family is this belief that when the family succeed, everyone wins. We want to help you do just that. And today, I'm joined by none other than my wife, Michelle.
Hey, everybody.
And we're going to be talking about something that I think we can all can benefit from. And especially as a family, maybe you're getting ready to, maybe as you're listening to this, kind of dive into the summer season. Maybe you're wrapping up a lot of your end of the year school activities or graduations or whatever. And one of the things that I love and appreciate about really the summertime is it's kind of an opportunity for us to do maybe course correct or maybe do what I like to say, make a zag in the zigs of life.
There you go.
Where it's just, right. I think it's helpful just to kind of just reassess and reevaluate where you are.
Yes.
In the areas that matter most to your life.
I love the summer.
Yes. We get to rock the suntans and
The kids, we always looked forward to the summer. I remember as they were younger, we would, the very last day of school, we'd have it all planned out and we would pick them up from school on the school line and we'd take off for our summer vacation and just looked forward to it so much. And there's so much time, you know, usually you take a little time off if you are full-time working in the workforce to spend a little bit of time with your family in the summer, and you get a little bit more time to just think about maybe how you need to course correct where you're at.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times we start out with good intentions, right? We all make those New Year resolutions of, hey, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to put more of a priority on this or that. And then 6 months later, we're like, how did we end up here? Mm-hmm. And so it's easy without even realizing it sometimes to, I hate to use the word drift, but it sometimes we just, we begin to, it's kind of like a, you know, it's like an airplane that takes off from, you know, say Orlando International Airport and you're going to New York City, but all it takes is for just a very slight detour in the sense of getting off the flight pattern.
Right. Just a few degrees off.
Yeah. Just a few degrees off can ultimately impact the destination.
Right.
You may end up in another city you never intended to be in. So all that to say, the same is true with life.
Right.
And I think it's important for us to take a step back and just reevaluate. And maybe you're at a place where you're thinking, man, we don't need to like make an adjustment. We need to make a radical shift. Well, either way, I think, again, it's good for us just to see where we are, what maybe has contributed to us getting off course, and then how do we course correct, especially right here at the mid-year where there's still time to finish strong. It's still time to make whatever necessary adjustments to allow us to ultimately end up where we truly desire to be as a family, in our relationship as a husband and wife, you know, when it comes to things that, again, help us as a family succeed. So
things that matter most.
I thought it would be fun to share a little story that took place years ago. My son Luke and I were invited to participate on a field trip, or I was invited to participate on a field trip. Michelle, for some reason, couldn't go. And so we couldn't
maybe
both.
Maybe it was just your turn.
Maybe, yeah.
Because
so,
I went
well,
on
I
so
knew what
many.
It was. It was because of where we were going. I'm like, man, I want to sign up for that one. But
that's true.
One of, or I guess it'd be Orlando or Central Florida. But what's interesting, it's one of the original, like, landmark, kind of natural destinations in terms
theme parks,
habitats for Central Florida. And it was called Jungle Adventures. I don't even know if it's still in existence, but anyway, back in the day, it was kind of like the place to go. But anyway, our teacher, Luke's teacher at the time, you know, had organized, you know, this outing. Of course, the whole school was participating. And so all the parents, chaperones, everybody was going to go. We were supposed to meet the kids in the classroom, get our instructions, and then, the kids were going to load the buses. Mm-hmm. Well, our son, Luke, at the time was in a wheelchair, and that's a whole nother story in and of itself. But because he was in a wheelchair, I actually had him ride in the car with me. But I was not paying close attention.
Yeah, because they were going to have to get a special bus just for him.
Yeah.
And we didn't just want him to feel, yeah.
So all that to say, he was in the car with me, and I did not feel the need to listen to the detailed instructions on actually where to go, how to get to where we were going, because in my mind, we were going to be following, you know, all these school buses that were leaving the, you know, the school. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, how hard would that be to, you know, follow all these yellow school buses? Long story short, we pull out of the parking lot. And so I'm behind the school bus I'm supposed to be following. Well, all of Luke's friends were on the school bus,
right. And
they're all waving, and you know. And so I said, "Luke, let's pull up to the side of the bus. That way, they can see you, and you can see them, and you can wave back." So we pull up to the side of the bus, and then all of a sudden, I decided to go ahead and get in front of the bus. I have no idea why I did what I did.
You had to win.
Yeah.
I was trying
to prove my point. I was large and in charge. But what was weird is I pulled in front of the bus that we were at the point following, but in front of us was a ton of other yellow school buses. So we get to this intersection, and all of a sudden, all of these buses that I was now behind, they turned right. So I followed suit. I turned right. Well, the bus directly behind me, which was Luke's teacher and all of his classmates,
you weren't paying attention to. I doubt.
They all went straight. And I thought to myself, that's strange. They must be going a different direction. Again, we're about 5 minutes down the road, down the interstate. I'm following all these yellow school buses, but I just kind of sensed that I was not where I was supposed to be going. And then Luke speaks up and said, "Dad, are you sure you know, are you sure we're following the right school buses?" We end up in this parking lot with all these other yellow school buses, all these other kids. It must have been like national, you know, like adventure
field trip day.
Field trip day or something, because man, every school where we live in Orange County at the time, they were all there. And so we ended up at this place called Gatorland. And Luke said, "Dad, this is not where we're supposed to be." I said, "Well, man, I thought I had something to do with like adventure." He said, "But yeah, but this is not it." By this time, my phone is ringing, and it's Luke's teacher. And she said, "Mr. Gage, we were concerned. Are you lost? Are you everything okay?" And I said, "Are we at Gatorland? Are we supposed to be at Gatorland?" She said, "Oh no, we're at Jungle Adventures." And I'm thinking, oh my goodness.
How far away?
Sure enough,
was that?
It was like 45 minutes the opposite direction.
Therefore,
so,
mom should always take
yes,
the children
man,
on the field.
Man, you talk
trip.
About humiliation, embarrassment. Of course, Luke, he was all disappointed. So we finally
you guys had a great time.
We finally showed up at Jungle Adventures. Of course, this by the time we got there, they're already about 3/4 finished.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, so I learned a big valuable lesson on that day. And the lesson is this. There's an old saying goes like this. In fact, we say it a lot. When it comes to direction, everybody ends up somewhere, but few end up somewhere on purpose. And if you're not following your original plan and purposes for your life, for your marriage, for your family, well, you could end up somewhere that you never thought you would be. In other words, if you're not following the right bus, you could end up somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what happened to us. And I think that's what happens to a lot of families. And again, we find ourselves in a place and we're thinking, how did we get here financially? How did we get here with all the fussing and the fighting and the arguing that we have in our home? How did we get here with being maybe, you know, at odds with where we stand on certain beliefs or values in our home? And so I think it's important for us sometimes to dial it back in and reinforce some things of why certain things are important and ultimately why we ended up maybe at the place we are in. So how do we make those adjustments? And I kind of like to liken it almost like a not so much a bell curve, but it's almost like, you know, you're going a certain direction, but at the same time, it's not too late. You haven't necessarily completed, you know, the course, if you will. So therefore, it's still, there's still time to make an adjustment. I call it a zag. Specifically, it's known in the corporate world as a vision zag. In other words, we can kind of see the trend. We can see the trajectory that we're on. Mm-hmm. And if it's not where we're intending to go, then we can make a zag. We can make a slight adjustment, a course correction to get us back into place where we ultimately need to be, mm-hmm. and or where we really should be. Right. And so with that, here's just a few things I think will be helpful. Number one is this. Let me just encourage you to redirect. It's kind of like a redirection. Redirect your purpose. I think this is so important to understand, number one, you know, why you exist as a family. In other words, what's your greater purpose as a family? You know, what are you trying to accomplish? Who are you trying to become? You know, as a married couple, who are we trying to become?
What's the ultimate goal?
The end game for the kind of life we want to live?
Right.
The way we want to raise our children, the relationship we want to have, how we want to make a difference in our world. So when you think about how that translates into your life and your marriage, your home, your kids, think about the why behind the what. Think about your intended purpose as a family, because again, everybody ends up somewhere, but few end up somewhere on purpose.
That's something I love that we put into our family shift book, is that it walks you through how to write a family mission and vision statement, mm-hmm. to come up with your core values as a family. If you haven't had the chance to do that, or haven't maybe even thought to do that, I highly encourage you to grab that book, and it simply walks you through how to do that. And once you've done it, it's easy to start to sense when you're getting a few degrees off the intended direction as a family. There's just something that stirs within you, because you know where you're going. Yeah. You know what you want to accomplish. You know what the end vision is for your family, for your life, for what you want to pass on in your legacy to your children. You sense it. Mm-hmm. You can, just like you sensed it with Luke, but you kept going. You know, you can sense when, mm-hmm. things just aren't going the way you really want them to, or it can be very obvious and loud that, you know, this is unacceptable. We got to shift the, mm-hmm. direction. So,
and the reason why is because, you know, one of the passages of scripture that's really important to us is 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and it talks about running your race.
Yes.
And it talks about we not just run for the sake of running, mm-hmm. but we run because we run to win. We run to ultimately win the prize, you know, that eternal prize. We want to end up in the winner's circle with the victor's crown, to know that we finished the race and we gave it our all.
Run to win.
Absolutely.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Jeremiah 29:11 is a great verse of scripture that reminds us that God has amazing plans for us, mm-hmm. and not only plans to, you know, to prosper. Help us, but, mm-hmm. ultimately plans to prosper us, to give us a hope and a future. Mm-hmm. So the only way that we can achieve that and experience that, only way we can have that guaranteed success in the sense of just knowing that we are fulfilling God's greater plan and purpose for our lives, is to make sure that we are running our race, that we are actually doing the very thing that we know that God desires for us to do as a family, to bring honor and glory to Him.
Yeah. And our purpose is so important, and you can't get discouraged, you, mm-hmm. know. Parenting is not easy. It is not for the faint of heart. You know that. We know that. And you've got to just stay encouraged. It's for the long haul. The Bible talks about the marathon race, mm-hmm. too. You know, it's not going to be simple every single day, but stay encouraged. We want to encourage you. We don't want you to if you're not feeling like you're winning, that it's any condemnation. We're inspiring each other. We are fellow runners. We are together running this race, and we want to encourage you in your purpose.
Absolutely.
To remind you of your purpose as a family. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy all the things in life, our potential as a family. He is out to destroy it. And so we can easily get discouraged that we feel like we're not fulfilling our purpose.
Yeah.
But again, we're planting seeds. We're taking it step by step. And we want to encourage you on the run.
And that's why we need community with one another, other parents that are helping support, encourage, and cheer. We need all the cheerleaders we can get, you know, when it comes to the season in life of raising children.
Absolutely.
So just know we're cheering you on.
Yeah.
And as Hebrews 11 talks about, 12. Or 12 talks about, you know, we're surrounded by, you know, a cloud of witnesses that are cheering us on, you know, to run that race.
Yes.
And so don't throw in the towel. Don't feel like, oh, goodness, now we're way off course. No, that's why we're doing this podcast, to remind us that, hey, it's not too late. We can course correct. We can make some slight adjustments. It's not, it doesn't have to be anything big, radical. Again, sometimes it's just the little tweaks. I heard someone say little tweaks would take you to giant peaks. So sometimes it's just the little things, of just getting us back on course so that we can ultimately stay on purpose, live on purpose, and fulfill God's purpose for our lives. And when we do that, that helps us be able to make decisions based on our priorities. So maybe it is an issue of not only just redirecting your purpose, but maybe redirecting some priorities. I read something this past week that was just mind-boggling to me. And this is crazy to me. There are 168 hours in a week, which we all know. But here's what's staggering. For children, the media gets 42 hours. School gets 35 hours. The church at best gets 3 hours. And to put it another way, children will be in school 60 times as much as in church, even if they even attend church. So according to Time Magazine cover, this is actually a cover story. Listen to this. Kids sports. Okay, now this is a reality check here. This is mind-boggling. This is Time Magazine cover story. Kids sports is a $15.3 billion, with a B, industry. It has doubled in the last 10 years. Listen, between league fees, camps, equipment, training, travel, families are spending as much as 10% of their total income on sports, according to Utah State University. And according to LendingTree, 42% of families are going into debt to pay for those activities. Now, you're maybe thinking to yourself, oh my goodness, that's where we are. We are like up to our eyeballs with, you know, lacrosse and volleyball and baseball and cheerleading and this and that. And it's hard when you have multiple children. It is crazy how difficult it can be. And not only that, you know, something that you think is going to pull you together as a family actually sometimes ends up pulling you apart, because when you got multiple kids, they're all having to be at three different places at one time. It's like two ships passing in the night sometimes as a family. Because, you know, one's got to be on this side of town for, you know, a lacrosse game, and the other one's got, you know, cheerleading practice on the other side of town.
Yeah, it's reality of our world for sure.
Yeah, and so you're being pulled in all these different directions. And here's the question that I have. And it's a question we have to ask ourselves as we're thinking about this whole course correction. And that is, when it comes to our priorities, or the things that we say are priorities, we compare our commitments, the things that we're obligated to, compared to what it is that we say is important. The big question is there a gap between those two? And what is competing? What is maybe causing us to drift, or to, you know, end up being in an area of our life with time, with money, with, you know, all that it entails. And the ultimate question I have is this, and it's something we had to ask ourselves, and that is, for who and for what? Mm-hmm. Because studies even go on to say, which is crazy, is that according to studies, the sobering reality is 2% of high school students will only 2% will actually receive athletic scholarships. So, and the percentage is even lower when it comes to actually making it into the professional field. It's like 0.0 whatever.
Right.
So all that to say, we know that sports has its place.
Yes.
We know that
play has a great impact on teaching our children.
So there's a lot of good things that come from all that.
Right.
But again, if a good thing can become a bad thing if it keeps you from the best thing. Mm-hmm. So our encouragement to you as a family is this. If sports are consuming a big chunk of our time, if our kids are being exposed to school, you know, 60 times as much as they are being, you know, exposed to what they're hearing maybe at church, then who is ultimately teaching our kids and how to win in the game of life? Mm-hmm. Who is imparting to our children the truths spiritually and morally that are going to be those foundational building blocks that's going to help them ultimately succeed? Because at the end of the day, yeah, we can get a trophy, or we can get, you know, the little medal at the end of the, you know, season, and, you know, now everybody gets a trophy if you go 0-10. But it's crazy.
That's,
you know,
a whole other podcast. Let's do that one.
So are we putting all of this focus and energy and time and money into the temporal things, or are we investing into the eternal things?
Right.
And again, there's nothing wrong. I think it's just coming down to an issue of balance and how much is enough.
Right. And priorities are things that we decide prior to. So our calendar, we get the choice. As parents, we are in charge of our home. Mm-hmm. So some of our mentors, when we were young parents, talked about, are you a parent-centric, God-centric home, or are you a child-centric home? Mm-hmm. Is everything built and circling around the children, or is it around your marriage and what God desires for you and your family? We have the choice. Our kids are not in control. Sometimes it feels that way. Sometimes our culture feels like they're in control, or the whatever's being pushed, whether it's sports or whatever it might be, to consume our time. We get the choice. Mm-hmm. And that may cost, you know, for our child not to be able to play on a certain team, but they can play on another team. Yep. If it doesn't fit into what is important to our family. We just want to tell you guys and encourage you. You get the choice. You only have your children for a certain amount of years, a certain amount of summers, a certain amount of time.
18.
And you, that's it. Yep. And then they move on. So you choose how you're going to spend your time. And we get to do that prior.
Yep.
We get to make the choice prior. Or we would encourage you to make the choice prior. Fill the calendar prior with the most important things and then fill in around. But I just want to remind you, we want to remind you that you have the choice. Mm-hmm. We don't have to go with the flow of our culture and what the culture says is important and the realities of the scholarships and all of those things. It's very real. So what are we teaching our kids mm-hmm. in the game of life? That's the most important thing. So we get to choose the zig and the zag. We get to zag maybe, you know, during this season. What are some things that you're thinking about, that you're processing, and you kind of just kind of push it, keep pushing it back in your mind? It'll be okay. We'll get it done. I can do it all. No, you can't. You can't do it all. So I just encourage you, and we want to encourage you just to really take a step back and look at the calendar.
Yeah. I just, you know, I was actually talking to a dad the other night about this, and it was funny because literally when I threw this out there, he was like a deer in the headlights. Oh. And I said, do you coach your kids' teams? We were talking about his, you know, kids' sports teams. And he said, no. He said, you know, that's not really my thing. And, but then he was going on and on about, how his kids' coaches were not very good.
Uh-oh.
And so we were talking about that.
We got some sideline coaches.
And so, yeah, armchair quarterbacks over here. So anyway, I said, one of the things I used to do was I used to coach my kids' teams.
Right.
And he said, yeah, I've been thinking about doing that. He said, but man, I just can't commit to this and I can't commit to that. I said, well, here's how you can be in control of all that. He said, how? I said, by coaching.
This is true.
Because the parents are at your mercy.
It's a great secret.
The kids are at your mercy. So practices are built around your schedule. Games are dictated a lot of times based on when you are available. And so I actually used to coach for the sheer sake of being able to control what nights of the week we had practice, because I didn't want certain nights of the week to be eaten up by practice when our kids needed to actually be involved in other things that were more important from our perspective.
Yeah.
And so there are some things that you can do by being proactive and being actually a little bit more engaged.
Team mom.
You have more of a say-so than what you think about the schedules.
Yeah.
Now, I know that's a whole nother conversation of the podcast in and of itself. I can get pretty fired up and passionate about this kind of stuff. But as much as parents pay for their kids to be involved in these things, man alive, I like the question, who is running? Who's in charge of all this stuff?
Who's speaking into our kids' lives too, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just want to say, as parents, let's think about, again, the bigger purpose. Who are we becoming? What is the end game? What are we striving to accomplish as a family? Mm-hmm. And then let's adjust our priorities accordingly so that, again, you know, God is at the top. Our marriage is number two. You know, our kids are number three. Our careers are number four. Everything follows suit in that order, and make whatever adjustments we can and fight to protect anything that competes with those. And then the last thing is redirect your passion. Now, here's the reason why this is so important, because when you lose your purpose, you lose your sense of why. And then you allow all these other things that can be good things, but all these other things are now crowding out your schedule, crowding out the things that you say are important. Now, all of a sudden, over time, it's subtle. We begin to lose our fire. We begin to lose our passion, maybe for the Lord. Maybe we're not quite as on fire for God as a family as we used to be. Or maybe the passion, you know, to really honor the Lord and serve the Lord in certain areas, now we're kind of just depleted because, you know, we're running on empty all the time. And therefore, the passion for life, the passion for God, the passion for His Word, the passion for church, the passion for the things that matter.
Passion for the relationship with your husband or your wife and for your children. You can get so burned out, you know, that you lose what's most important.
Yeah, I just think these are, again, these are some course corrections that we can make. When everybody else is zigging, you choose to make the zag to get you back in alignment with things that are going to help you stay on track. They help you keep running your race. Don't get distracted by these things that, you know, the enemy, the devil, is going to use to get you distracted, defeated, discouraged, overwhelmed, stressed out. He wants you to lose your joy. You know, that's his goal. But Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and experience it to the full. And the only way we can stay passionate with Him is to put Him first and to guard our hearts and to get our spiritual tanks full, get our emotional tanks full, our relational tanks full, so that we actually keep running our race. We don't want to run out of gas. We got, as you stated, I think earlier, it's a marathon. Mm-hmm. So, and I heard someone once say that the best way to look at it is not even so much as a marathon, but almost like a series of short sprints, because you got to pace yourself along the way. And so manage your energy as a parent, manage your energy in all the things that you're doing so that you can cross that finish line and finish running that race and ultimately end up in that winner circle to get the victor's crown and hear those words, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So that's a huge responsibility we have as parents, And we just want to encourage you, hey, let's keep the main thing in our homes.
That's right.
So with that said, we trust this has been inspiring, challenging. Hopefully it's been a good reminder to once again help you as a family become all that God is destined for you to be. Because we believe here at The Winning Family that when the family succeeds, everyone wins. And just know we're cheering you on. Well, that's this week's podcast for The Winning Family. We'd love to hear from you. Rate, review, make sure you share this. And send us some topics that you would love for us to speak into and to address. All you got to do is go to thewinningfamily.com, click there on the questions page, and we would love to be able to hear those questions from you. Until then, we look forward to the Winning Family podcast on our next time together.
We love you.